All right, thanks, Kells. Rob Lannon with you here live from King Cove School, and we're starting the second half of action here with King Cove holding a 39-15 advantage over Sand Point. Brandon Smith drives right baseline, blocked there by Jordan Hamilton, goes up again, blocked from behind by Big J, but he's going to get a foul with that one. Look pretty clean. Jordan's mom and dad let the official Grant Newton know that was all ball. They're not alone in that sentiment. But nevertheless, Brandon Smith will go to the line to shoot a pair. Grant told me to make sure I mentioned the officiating for Fannie Joe. So, Fannie Joe, if you're listening, that was for you. And Brandon's first free throw is around the rim and off. No good, and he'll have one more. 7:46 to go, third quarter. T-Jacks 39, Eagles 15 as Brandon misses both. Mark Newton runs down the rebound in the corner, gets it across to Jordan Hamilton, who dishes it to Johnny. Johnny starts up court. 2-on-5, goes to the right side of the free throw line and puts it up and in. No one picked him up, so he just shot a little 15-foot jumper there, and it's 41-15. On the floor for the T-Jacks, Johnny, Cody, Mark, Jordan, and Avery. Here's a pass intercepted by Johnny, a lob pass intended for C.J. Roby. He gets over to Jordan and goes up to Cody. Cody goes up and puts it in, just up over the rim. 8 points in the game for Cody, and it's 43-15. T-Jacks start pick up right where they left off here earlier in the third quarter. Timmy Lundgren with the ball to Nicky Mack. Nicky with the dribble gives it to C.J. C.J. right wing goes down to the baseline. Lobs the ball out for Timmy Lundgren on the right wing. Timmy back to C.J. Sandpoint seems a step slow tonight from what we've seen of them earlier this year. Ball goes to Brandon. He's double-teamed by Johnny and Avery. Now that his pass is intercepted by Cody to Johnny. Johnny drives down. A nice flutter pass for Cody that Cody has to recover. Gets to Mark Newton. He goes in the lane. Up over two defenders, but misses the shot off the side of the rim. And it's rebounded by Timmy Lundgren. He gets it to Brandon Smith. Back to Timmy across the timeline right side. Lob pass cross court to C.J. Roby. C.J. got away with the travel there. Drives in the lane. Kicks it out to Brandon Smith for a long three off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound corralled there among four Eagles by Jordan Hamilton. And he goes up in the front court to Cody Mack. Cody drives left baseline. His shot is blocked by Brandon Smith. Cody kind of forced that one against three defenders. Goes ahead to C.J. Roby. He goes up one on three and puts it up and in off the glass. 5 points in the game for C.J. And it's 43-17 with just under 6 minutes of play here in the third quarter. T-Jacks with the lead. Johnny Samuelson takes the Sandpoint defense to school as he drives through all of them for an easy lay-in from the right side, and it's 45-17, and Johnny's got 21 in the game. Brandon quickly launches a long three from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Mark Newton. He lobs it length of the court to Cody Mack. Cody drives, lays it up and in from the right side, and Cody has 10 points in the game, and it's 47-17 with 5:27 to go in the third quarter. C.J. walks the ball across the timeline. Lobs it to Brandon Smith, and Jordan nearly came up with a steal, but ended up getting his arm around Brandon, and that'll be Jordan's third foul and second team foul. The scoreboard, oh, there we go. It is the third foul for Jordan. C.J. has the ball to Timmy. Goes to Nicky. Nice entry pass to C.J. He fakes, has to go back to the foul line. Now dishes it for Brandon Smith, and we have a three-second call. Brandon had set up shop in there waiting for the entry pass. Referee Joe Calver calls him on that one, and Johnny Samuelson inbounds to Mark Newton, who brings it across the timeline far right side with 5:05 to go in the third quarter, and the T-Jacks up by 30, 47-17. Passes across to Cody Mack. Nice entry pass to Jordan Hamilton, who takes Brandon Smith off his feet and puts it up and in. Jordan with 8 points in the game, and it's 49-17. Here's a lob pass nearly intercepted by Cody Mack, but Brandon Smith gets it. Drives down. His shot is no good off the rim. We got a loose ball foul on C.J. Roby, a push from behind. That'll be the first foul on C.J. and the first team foul on the Eagles. 4:45 to play, third quarter, 49-17 T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson dribbles across the timeline at the left hand, gets it to Mark Newton for a long-range three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Timmy Lundgren, gets it ahead to C.J., who loses it and recovers it. Now what do we have? He passes it back up top to Brandon Smith, and Brandon knocks down a three. Everything just stood still there for a minute. C.J. found Brandon open, and he knocks down a three to make it 49-20. Johnny now drives down through all the defense of Sandpoint, misses the layup. Jordan Hamilton gets the rebound, and he puts it up and no good, but he's going to draw the foul from Brandon Smith. Second one on Brandon, and that'll send Big J to the line for a pair. Number 44 has 8 points in this one, and he'll try to take the T-Jacks to the half-century mark with his first charity toss here. Jordan dribbles the ball, eyes the bucket, and puts it up. No good off the front of the rim. He'll have one more. And a pair of subs coming in. Drayton Newman will see his first action of the night. And Christian Christensen checks in. Mark Newton and Avery Samuelson take a seat on the T-Jacks bench alongside Coach Ralph Lindquist. Jordan dribbles the ball and shoots the second shot. And that one's no good off the front of the iron. Rebound taken there by C.J. Roby. 49-20, 4:10 to go, third quarter. T-Jacks with the lead. Brandon Smith dribbling, loses it, recovers it, goes right side to Timmy Mack. Timmy's three is partially blocked by Christensen. Jordan Hamilton gets the ball ahead to Cody Mack. Cody comes down, and Timmy with a foul. It looked like a good block, but got the body as well. That'll be Tim's second foul, and Cody will go to the line for a pair. Some of the glory day hecklers here to my left not liking the call that it was a good block. But I'm in an obstructed view seat. I'm looking between. They've got the crossbar hotel view here tonight. And Cody's just from this side, you can't tell who's in the cage, them or me. Cody misses the first one off the back of the rim. He'll have one more. Second one is up. Then that one off the back of the rim as well, down to Brandon Smith. T-Jack's sitting in a rough spot from the foul line here in the third quarter. Brandon brings it across the timeline, goes to CJ. He goes up and under Jordan Hamilton. No good. Gets his own rebound and goes up with a running one-hander. Rolls around the rim. No good. Jordan takes that one down and gets it off to Johnny with 3:40 to go. Johnny comes left side. Stutter step. Nice pass to Cody. No good. Christensen with the rebound. No good off the front of the rim. That would have been a pretty alley-oop there. Cody just couldn't get it to fall. Brandon brings it across left wing to CJ with under 3:30 to go in the third quarter. 49-20, T-Jacks with the lead. Timmy Lundgren now with a long three, air ball from the left wing. Ball is loose. He gets his own rebound, drives in, puts it up off the rim. No good. Jordan with the rebound. Outlet below, right in front of us to Johnny. He goes up, threw up a wild reverse that found nothing but air. Cody Mack pulls it down and knocks down a 12-footer. Cody with six in the quarter, 12 in the game, and it's 51-20 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. T-Jacks with the lead. CJ brings it up to Nikki. Nikki looks for Brandon in the middle, kicks it back out to CJ, deep in the right wing. Pressure there by Johnny. Pass intercepted by Drayton Newman. Good defense by Drayton as he read that pass and stepped in front of the Sandpoint player. Johnny Samuelson comes down and knocks down an uncontested three from the top of the arc. Johnny picked up his dribble and just went up with a clean jumper, and he has 24 points in the game, 53-20. And now here's a travel by Nikki Mack as she had the ball and attempted to put up a three-pointer but moved her pivot foot. Mallory Gunderson checks in now during the stoppage and play. Timmy Lundgren takes a seat on the Eagle bench next to Coach George Cromer. Johnny brings the ball quickly across the line, goes behind the back, right side to Cody. Cody launches a three, in and out, no good. The rebound is loose. Cody recovers it. And his pass is intercepted by Troy Bowsey as Cody looked for Jordan Hamilton. Brandon, long pass to CJ, but it's off his hand, out of bounds, and it'll go back to the T-Jacks. Josiah Mack checks in for Jordan Hamilton. Big J looks at the ceiling. He doesn't want to come out of this one yet, but he's going to get a blow here with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. T-Jacks with a 53-20 lead. Johnny goes between the legs, left wing, now backs it out, lobs it right side to Cody Mack in the wing. Cody dribbles nice, well, looked like a nice dish, but Troy Bowsley got in the way and made a nice steal. Gets it to Nikki Mack, goes to Brandon. Now his pass intended for CJ is intercepted by Johnny. Nice bounce pass for Cody. Gets it back to Johnny, but he loses it. Has to recover it. Now he's outside the three-point line. Launches a long three, and that one catches the underside of the front of the rim. And the rebound was taken by Troy Bowsley. His pass for Brandon Swift was knocked out of bounds by the T-Jacks. Sandpoint basketball with 1:38 to go. 53-20. That last shot by Johnny Samuelson, I said, was a three. I think they only gave him a two on that. We'll do the math here in a while. Mallory Gunderson drives and now puts up a shot off the rim. No good. C.J. Roby with the rebound. Blocked by Christian Christensen. Nice block by Christian. He brings the ball up on the fast break. Lobs it for Josiah Mack. Josiah goes up, and Brandon Smith returns the favor as he sends that one back to In Josiah's face, throws a long pass for C.J. Roby, intercepted by Johnny Samuelson. Back and forth action, no points. Nice dish by Johnny to Josiah, kicks it out to Cody. Cody gets it back into Josiah, and he just lost the handle on that one, and it goes out of bounds. Back to the Eagles with 1:03 to play, third quarter. 53-20, T-Jacks with the lead. And they did give Johnny a 2 on that last one instead of a 3. So he's got 23 in the game. Under a minute to go, C.J. Roby dribbling near the top of the 2-3 zone employed by the T-Jacks. Drives in the middle, puts it up, and off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Troy Bowsley, and Troy puts it up and in over Christensen. Nice job there by Troy, his first 2 of the game. Length of the court pass to Cody Mack. Cody kicks it back out to Drayton Newman. He gets it to Johnny, drives in, puts it up on the right side with the left hand, and lays it in. 8 in the quarter, 25 in the game, and it's 55-22. Double nickels on the board for the T-Jacks with under 30 seconds to go. C.J. Roby drives down in traffic, kicks it back up to Brandon Smith. NBA 3 off the front of the iron, no good. Troy Bowsley with the rebound, and his putback attempt from the middle of the lane is blocked by Johnny Samuelson, but he also draws the foul. That'll be Johnny's second, team's third, and Troy Bowsley will step to the line to shoot a pair for the Sandpoint Eagles. Number 13 puts up the first one. No good off the back of the iron. He'll have one more. Remember, tomorrow morning at 9:30, we'll have the same Eagles against the T-Jacks JV, followed at 11 o'clock by the Cockanock Warlord ladies team against the King Cove Rookies. Brandon Smith gets a rebound of the missed free throw, puts it up, no good, gets it back, no good. The ball still loose. Brandon gets it again, goes up and puts it up, no good. And Johnny Samuelson comes away with the rebound. 7 seconds to play. His long pass to Drayton Newman is way too high and out of bounds. And with 4.3 seconds to go, the Eagles win bound under their basket. Nicky Mack gets an inbound to C.J. Roby. Number 52 brings it across the line, launches a 3 from just outside the arc. Air ball, no good. And that ends the third quarter of play. At the end of three quarters, the score, the King Cove T-Jacks 55, the Sandpoint Eagles 22. In that quarter, the T-Jacks outscoring the Eagles 16-7. And a rundown of the score sheet for you. Johnny Samuelson with 25, Jordan Hamilton with 8, Cody Mack with a dozen, Christian Christensen with 7, Avery Samuelson with 3, and for the Eagles, Brandon Smith with 14, C.J. Roby with 5, 2 for Troy Bowsley, and 1 for Timmy Lundgren. In the earlier game tonight, the King Cove Rookies, in their first home game of the season, defeated the Cockanock Warlords 47-29 behind a very balanced scoring attack led by junior Shauna Calver with 10, Whitney Lanham with 8, Raylene Kachutin with 7, Courtney Wilson with 6, Honey Lou Wilson with 6, 5 from Danielle Carlson, 4 from Candace Mack, and a free throw from Raven Samuelson. And, of course, those two teams will have a rematch tomorrow at 11 a.m. We'll start the action in the morning for you with the 9:30 game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the King Cove T-Jack Junior Varsity team. And then we'll follow it up in a Saturday brunch doubleheader with the King Cove Rookies and Cockanock Warlords going at it again. So the quarter intermission is expired. Both teams are back on the floor. Johnny Samuelson inbound far side half court. He lobs it across to Christensen, and we're underway here in the fourth quarter. Christian goes between the legs, throws a pass for Johnny, intercepted by CJ, but CJ lands out of bounds before he can save that one to a teammate, and it'll be T-Jack's ball to our left. Johnny inbound to the corner, slaps the ball, looking for open teammate, gets it to Drayton Newman. Drayton goes up and under, and he's called for the travel. His shot was no good, trying to draw the foul on the much taller Brandon Smith. But Dre with a turnover there, and the ball goes back to the Eagles with 7:52 to play, fourth quarter. 55-22, this was a 15-11 game after one, and then the T-Jacks put the pressure on. Mallory Gunderson gets the ball into Brandon Smith. Nice pass by Mallory, and Brandon completes it with a 14-foot jumper. Brandon's got 16 on the game, and it's 55-24. Johnny's being left alone for a 3. He thought about it, changed his mind, gets it to Jordan. Jordan has the ball knocked away by Timmy Lundgren. Timmy's going coast to coast, lays it up, no good. Rebounded by C.J. Roby and put back up and in. Nice follow by C.J. He's got 7 on the game. It's 55-26. Then the Eagles start the fourth quarter with a quick 4-0 run. This team never quits. I was telling someone about that earlier. They were down by 40 in the fourth quarter against Kalignic and cut the lead to 23. Johnny Samuelson goes right side to Drayton Newman, gets it back to Johnny, dishes it to Jordan, inside to Christensen, who misses the layup. Brandon Smith with the rebound, tipped away from behind by Christensen, but Heidi Jacobson recovers it, gets it back to Brandon, and he'll bring it up with under 7 minutes to play. He goes between the legs against Johnny Samuelson. Now reverse dribble, fallaway jumper, right baseline, air ball rebounded by Drayton Newman. Gets it to Jordan Hamilton, who hands it to Johnny Samuelson, and he'll bring it up. Going quickly across the timeline into the front court. Left wing guarded there by Mallory Gunderson. Johnny Nelson, fallaway three, off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped by Brandon out to CJ. He comes down two-on-one with Timmy Lundgren, and he misses the reverse layup, but Johnny slapped him. That'll be Johnny's third, and CJ will go to the line to shoot two for the Eagles. CJ trying to get some blood flowing back to his forearm there as Johnny got a good hack on him. If you're going to foul him, you might as well get your money's worth and make sure they don't make the layup on those fast break situations. Number 52 will go to the line to shoot a pair for Coach George Cromer's Eagles. CJ dribbles twice and launches it. Nice. Nothing but net. 3 points in the quarter for CJ. Eight on the game. 55-27. And he'll have one more. And his second one is up and good. Here's a length of the court pass to Jordan Hamilton. He goes up over Heidi Jacobson and puts it in. As the Eagles defense fell asleep on that one. Jordan now has 10 points here on senior night. It's 57-28. T-Jacks. The pass from Mallory Gunderson is knocked away out of bounds off of Josiah Mack. And it'll stay with the Eagles. And now with 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter, we have a 30-second timeout called by Coach Ralph Lindquist. And the T-Jack and Eagle teams will both go over, gather around their respective head coaches. We're glad that you could be with us here tonight. Rob Lannon with you live from King Cove School in King Cove, Alaska, bringing you a doubleheader of Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball here tonight. Our first game won by the King Cove Rookies over the Cockanock Warlords by a final score of 47-29. And with 6:14 to go in the nightcap, the King Cove T-Jacks lead the Sandpoint Eagles 57-28. Senior night here for both the Rookies and T-Jack teams, as Kelsey Lanham, Courtney Wilson, Johnny Samuelson, and Jordan Hamilton were honored between games in the senior night ceremony. And now the Eagles win bound the ball. Timmy Lundgren hands it inbounds to C.J. Roby. Pass it to Brandon Smith. His one-handed jump hook is no good. Rebound brought down goes to coast, lays it up and in. Nice play by Christian as he went one-on-one with C.J. Roby and laid it up with the right hand from the left side, kind of an up-and-under reverse. And the ball comes back down to CJ. He's trapped there by Jordan Hamilton. Ball knocked away by Johnny to Josiah. The freshman coming down full speed. Goes up, fakes, turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound by Christensen. Puts it up and in. Four quick points by Christensen out of the timeout. And it's 61-28. T-Jacks. Christian with 11 now. And here's a pass by Brandon Smith intended for Mallory Gunderson. Too high. Goes out of bounds right beneath the American flag, and it'll be turned over back to the T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson inbounds to Christensen. Back to Johnny. Long pass for Jordan. He hands it to Dre, and Dre is called for the travel. Jordan had a layup, but handed it to Dre, who was behind him. And I think Dre was surprised to get the ball in that situation, and he traveled with it. 61-28, 5:23 to play. Ball goes from CJ to Tim, back to CJ. CJ passed it right wing to Mallory. Mallory gets it back to CJ. Nice inlet entry pass in the middle there for Timmy, but he's triple teamed. Gets it back out to CJ. Guarded there by Johnny. CJ goes to Mallory. Lobs it in for Brandon. Brandon goes against Jordan Hamilton. Turnaround jumper, and he's going to draw a foul. The foul's called on Jordan Hamilton. Looked like Josiah Mack kind of got the takedown from behind. Nevertheless, that'll be the fourth foul on Big J. 5:01 to play in the game. T-Jack 61, Eagles 28. Brandon Smith will go to the line to shoot two. Eagles free throw shooting has not been nearly as sharp as it normally is in this one. And Brandon's first one is in and out, no good. And Devin Mack enters the game. Devin replaces Josiah Mack, much to the joy of the Devin Mack fan club here to our left. Second free throw by Brandon Smith is off the front of the rim, no good. Rebounded by Christensen. Jordan Hamilton up ahead to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny drives the lane. This is it for Drayton Newman on the right side. Drayton shoots. His shot is rejected by Brandon Smith. C.J. Roby gets it. Goes in the front court. Nice move. Puts it up and no good. That one just wouldn't drop. Jordan Hamilton with the rebound ahead to Johnny Samuelson. Johnny brings it down. Looking. Now puts up a three. No, nothing but net. Johnny was looking to pass the ball. went ahead and shot the three. Didn't even hardly ripple the net. It was so right on target. Ball comes down to Mallory Gunderson in the front court, right wing. Back out to C.J. Roby. Lobs it in for Brandon Smith. He goes with a turnaround jumper from 15 and out. No good. Rebound tapped ahead. And we've got an open field tackle there as Brandon Smith brought down Johnny Samuelson at midfield. And the foul's going to go against Brandon. That'll be his third. Both players laughing that one off as they went for a good little skid along the floor. And Johnny will inbound far side at half court with 4:15 to go. Nice passing to Jordan Hamilton. Jordan with the reverse and lays it up and in over Brandon Smith. Jordan now with 12 in the game, and it's 66-28. T-Jax with a commanding lead as C.J. brings the ball up to the logo, gets it to Timmy, lobs it front court to Brandon. Brandon deep on the left wing, launches a three, no good. Jordan with the rebound off to Johnny. He's got Christian and Drayton. Christian gets the ball to Drayton. It goes back to Christian, and his shot is blocked. Timmy with the ball gets it up in the front court to C.J. C.J. has it knocked away from behind by Devin. The Devin Mack fan club going crazy here over that bit of defense. Set again, Earn.
Who's out?
And the Eagles inbound the ball. Brandon Smith with a standing one-handed hook shot, no good. Heidi Jenkinson gets the rebound. Her shot is blocked. Timmy Lundgren puts the shot up off the glass, no good. Jordan Hamlin at the rebound, lobs it down to Johnny. Johnny goes to Dre. He lets Timmy Lundgren fly by and misses the layup. Christensen with the ball back to Drayton. Off the back of the rim, no good. Christian gets it back to Johnny. They're trying to get Drayton on the board here. Johnny lobs the pass inside. Devin comes away with it and puts up a shot. Air ball taken down there by Timmy Lundgren with 3:10 to go. A lot of action down there on the offensive end, but no scoring. Now Johnny picks Timmy Lundgren's pocket, but Timmy gets it back and throws it front court to Mallory. Mallory puts it to Brandon Smith. Nice up-and-under move and puts it up and in over Christensen. Brandon now with 18 in the game. Johnny goes coast-to-coast. Had designs on the dunk there. Missed it. Christensen got the rebound, dished it to Devin Mack, and the Devin Mack fan club goes wild as Devin enters the scoring sheet with his first two of the game. And now the ball goes right wing to Mallory Gunderson. Mallory knocks down a three. Nice shot there by Mallory. And it's 68-33 with 2.5 to go in this one. And we got a timeout, a 30-second timeout now by Coach Ralph Lindquist. The crowd's starting to get into this one. It's not a very competitive matchup, but a lot of fun. That's the name of the game. And with 2:28 to go, King Cove T-Jack 68. Sandpoint Eagles 33. Nice shot there by Mallory on the three-pointer in the last possession for the Eagles. And in the game on the score sheet for the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson with 28, Jordan Hamilton with 12, Cody Mack with a dozen, 11 for Christensen, 3 for Avery Samuelson, and 2 by Devin Mack. And for the Eagles, Brandon Smith with 18, C.J. Roby with 9, 2 for Troy Bowsley, 1 for Timmy Lundgren, and that three-pointer just knocked down there by Mallory Gunderson. Both teams retake the floor. For the T-Jacks, Johnny Samuelson, Drayton Newman, Jordan Hamilton, Dalton Utech Gould, and Devin Mack on the floor. Drayton takes the inbounds pass from Johnny, gets it back to Johnny, who brings it across the timeline, goes between his legs, comes down left side, crossover dribble, gets it to Dalton. Dalton's three-pointer is blocked by Timmy Lundgren. It's on the floor. Timmy picks it up. As the crowds went and don't, now Mallory shoots another three. Good. 2.5 from the same spot. Mallory Gunderson lining it up here. Johnny brings it in the front court. Picks up the dribble. Passer Drayton Newman wide. Johnny looking at Coach Lindquist as if to say, what do you want me to do? That pass goes out of bounds. Turnover to the Eagles. Under 2 minutes to go. 68-36. T-Jax with the lead. Brandon goes around Johnny. Brings it up right side. Gets it to Brandon for an open two from the right baseline. Good. One thing about the Eagles team, they keep playing hard till the clock shows all zeros. Drayton Newman gets the ball to Johnny across the timeline. Crossover dribble. Kicks it out for Dalton Utech Gould. And Dalton makes the three. And the crowd goes crazy over Dalbaby. Dalbaby with the three. The pace is about to come in guard. Mallory Gunderson misses another three. Brandon Smith with the rebound. And he shoots a three from deep in the corner. He matches Dalbaby's Trey, and it's 71-41 with a minute 10 to go. Johnny Samuelson tells Ralph Lindquist that that's dinner. And now Danny knocks down a three from the left wing. C.J. Roby takes the inbounds pass. They had an over and back, but they let him play it. Now Brandon Smith from deep in the left wing, and he knocks it down. We're having a three-point shoot-up on here. Johnny back in the front court under 50 seconds, gets it to Dalton. Dalton launches another three off the rim. If that one had gone in, the place would have just come totally apart. C.J. lobs the ball to Brandon. He's standing out of bounds, and that's going to go back to the T-Jacks. 36.8 to play. T-Jacks with a 74-44 lead. Coach Lindquist calls the play from the sideline. Johnny inbounds the ball to Devin Mack. Devin gets it back to Johnny. Johnny directing the offense with 30 seconds to play. Dribbles with the left hand up near the half-court logo. Goes between the legs twice. Crossover dribble, drives in. Has a match away by Mary Gunderson. Mary with the steal to Timmy Lundgren. Timmy goes coast to coast and lays it in. Mary Gunderson showing some serious game here. Now we have a reach-in foul at half court by Timmy Lundgren with 13.9 to play. Timmy's third, team's fifth. And the T-Jacks have a couple of subs checking in. Cody Mack and Avery Samuelson are checking in for the two seniors. As Coach Lindquist wants them to get a big round of applause, Big J, Jordan Hamilton, and Johnny Samuelson come to the bench to a standing ovation here. And the pass is inbounds to Drayton Newman. Drayton dribbles, puts up a shot, no good. Had his own rebound, gets it back, lays it up. Drayton with the basket. And three quarters, court three is off the rim by Brandon Smith at the buzzer. And that ends this one. Not extremely competitive, but wildly entertaining game. The crowd enjoying that as a lot of the King Cove bench players got into the action and knocked down some shots. And the final score, once again, here from King Cove High School in King Cove, Alaska. The King Cove T-Jacks 76, the Sandpoint Eagles 46. We'll run down the scoring for you. And leading the T-Jacks was Johnny Samuelson. Johnny had finished the game with 31. Jordan Hamilton had a good senior night with 12. Cody Mack tossed in a dozen for Coach Ralph Lindquist's squad. Drayton Newman with the final two of the game. Christian Christensen had 11. Three for Avery Samuelson, two by Devin Mack. And Dalton Utech Gould, better known as Down Baby, knocked down his first tray of the year. And he finishes the game with 3 points. For the Eagles, Brandon Smith, who showed some three-point shooting there in the final minute of the game, had 24. C.J. Roby had 9. 2 for Troy Bowsley. 6 by Mallory Gunderson on 2 late three-pointers. And 3 for Timmy Lundgren. So the final score in this one, King Cove T-Jack 76, Sandpoint Eagles 46. In the earlier matchup, as we mentioned, the King Cove rookies defeated the Cockanock Warlords 47-29. Tomorrow morning, we'll be with you at 9:30 a.m. on KSDP Radio for another Aleutians East Florida High School basketball doubleheader. Where at 9:30, we'll bring you the game between the Sandpoint Eagles and the King Cove T-Jack Junior Varsity Squad, followed at 11 a.m. by a rematch of the King Cove Rookies and the Cockanock Warlords. So we hope that you'll be able to join us on KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m., 88.1 FM, and live streaming on the Internet at apradio.org. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Peninsula Airways, Telalaska, Shumigan Corporation, Wells Fargo, Alaska Wireless GCI, and Alaska Federation of Natives for bringing you the Aleutians Eastboro High School basketball here on KSDP Radio. We're going to send it back to the studio for Kels Hetherington, and we hope you'll be able to join us again in the morning for the 9:30 a.m. game. Once again, the final scores in the doubleheader here tonight. In the opening game, the King Cove Rookies 47, the Cockanock Warlords 29, and in the nightcap, the King Cove T-Jacks 76, the Sandpoint Eagles 46. For KSDP Radio, I'm Rob Land. I'm saying good night, everyone.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Kels Hetherington back at 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska. As Rob said, join us tomorrow morning at 9:30 for another live basketball game right here on the air. Rob Lanham will have the coverage from King Cove tomorrow morning, and then he'll have another game around, well, brunch time for you right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP. I'm Kels Thurinkin. We now go back to the music here on 8:30 a.m.